Ben Franklin Technology Partners of Central and Northern Pennsylvania invests in early-stage innovative technology and small manufacturing companies in Pennsylvania. By partnering with local and regional economic, political, educational, and other partners, they find, mentor, fund, and support the most promising business opportunities. Here's Ben Franklin Technology Partners Regional Director and Portfolio Manager, Brian Slaywin.
County and local governments aren't generally known for their efficient operations, and worse, much of the way things should be getting done are paper-based, filed in three-ring binders, or left to the civil employee's interpretation of how to implement various processes, documentations, or protocols. On today's 5 Minute with Ben, we're talking with Ben Kafferlin from CivilLink and his co-founder partner, Lisa Hagberg, COO of CivilLink, a Warren County-based Ben Franklin portfolio company, working to bring understanding and consistency to the way regulations and rules are interpreted and applied throughout government. Ben and Lisa, welcome to 5 Minutes with Ben.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
Couldn't have done a better introduction. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So where did the kernel of the idea for CivilLink come from?
All right. So I have served as a county commissioner for the last 8 years, and Lisa has served as a borough administrator and now a county administrator. And in both instances, we have been frustrated with the status quo. I can't tell you how many times we have heard the phrase or a phrase like it. It's the way it's always been done. And yet the way it's always been done is often not in compliance with the law, is not efficient, is not effective. And so we find ourselves beating our head against the wall again and again. And I guess I'd kind of had enough. I actually had a background in process engineering in manufacturing companies. So I was familiar with management systems. And so when ISO 9000 came out with a version that was for local government a few years ago, I tried to implement it in my county. Unfortunately, we found that kind of systematic frame was not something that local government or public officials are very used to. And so when we tried to roll it out, we just found that it was too hard for them. They didn't understand the lingo. They didn't understand the benefits. I've done a lot of academic research, and we've found that there's really not much justification out there from an academic standpoint to prove, like, if you have a management system in place, it will do X, Y, and Z. Whereas you can justify that in manufacturing and other industries. So we decided to build our own system that was simpler, easy to use, codified in software, and comes preloaded with templates on how local government ought to operate for operational excellence.
And that's one of the interesting things that I learned as we worked together to ultimately invest in CivilLink at the Ben Franklin Technology Partners, is that there's this silver tsunami going on right now.
Yes.
Where the people who have been in these positions for decades are now retiring, and you have a whole new generation of folks coming in. How will CivilLink support that new generation, the next generation of civic leaders and employees?
That is a great point, Brian. For a lot of smaller municipalities in particular, MOD has been there for 37 and a half years and is just retiring and has adopted this is the way it's always been. Well, now with millennials and Gen Z coming into local government, you've got this problem where they don't have the institutional knowledge and it's not documented. So what are they going to do? The kind of the point of the software is to codify not only what's right, but actually just codify what is, so that you can have a successful knowledge transfer from the silver tsunami to the next generation. And on top of that, so much of our current processes are, as you mentioned, paper-based. And the next generations are definitely looking for something that is digital, online, et cetera. So this platform really fits into the overall push for GovTech or e-government. I think the days of having to physically go into the courthouse to get your plot map or file your deed or something are kind of on the way out, because as we participate more in the digital economy, you're going to see digital transformation in local government because the people are demanding it.
Yeah, I'm really excited. Obviously, all of us at Ben Franklin are very excited for the opportunity to support you and work with you as you literally touch the future of how government can work. Question for you, Lisa. You're kind of new to entrepreneurism, although I know that you have an entrepreneurial background. Give us the big lesson. What's the big takeaway as you think about growing CivilLink and your entrepreneurial future? What's the lesson you have for other entrepreneurs?
The biggest lesson is to just go for it, work through the hard things, and keep pushing forward.
That is the lesson, right? Get everyone on the same side of the rock and just keep pushing.
Yes.
Well, yep. Ben Kafferlin and Lisa Hagberg from CivilLink, thanks so much for joining us at 5 Minutes with Ben, where we introduce you to the great companies that are part of the Ben Franklin Technology Partners portfolio and show you how to take advantage of all the resources we can make available to you and your business at no cost. We'll see you this same time every Friday at 12:25 p.m. on Money Radio WPSE. And much like CivilLink, if you'd like to take your big idea and turn it into reality, just reach out to us at benfranklin.org. Ben and Lisa, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Brian.
Thank you.
Brian Slaywin, Regional Director and Portfolio Manager, Ben Franklin Technology Partners of Central and Northern Pennsylvania.